welcome to another edition of the Restoration Church Life Podcast. You are dropping in on an elders meeting, so I'm sitting here with, who's here? We have Hector, our intern. Yes.
Hello.
We have...
Chris.
That was pretty good, Chris.
De Olo.
All right.
Nathan.
Nick,
what did you ask right before I started recording?
What was I going to say?
Do I have to smile?
Yes.
And now you are. All right, so Restoration Church, we just want to take a few minutes and talk to you. And so I've asked our brothers to talk about a few things that they've been encouraged through the life of Restoration Church. So who wants to go first? How have you been encouraged through the life and the ministry of Restoration Church in recent times?
Anything? Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
So I think one of the ways that I'm weekly encouraged is just...
That's W-E-E-K-L-Y, not...
Every week.
Every week.
I'm not week, yeah. That would be a double weekly, like weekly encouragement.
Every year. Just to pick up my kids from Restoration Kids. And I am just so encouraged by so many of you who serve in that way. And just the way that I know that Katabanoan really benefit from that time, and that I'm able to have conversations with them, and they're learning about God in the midst of that time. So thank you so much for that. That is a real blessing. Do you want me to talk about an encouragement?
Sure, yeah. So something you would like to see how our church grow, where you would like to challenge them, encourage them, spur them on.
I think one thing that I've just been really blessed by over the past few weeks has been reading through Genesis. And I think in connection with the sermon about a week ago on the love of God, I was reading about Jacob, and his life is quite an interesting one in terms of, I think, especially just the evidence of God's grace in his life. He's a man who is... remembered for many of the things that we probably wouldn't want to do, and yet the way that God pursued him and just really transformed him over time. And it's just incredibly encouraging to me to see the way that God extended grace to him, and how he began to he realized that, and he responded with gratefulness. And there was a prayer that he prayed just as he was about to meet his brother Esau, and he was unsure whether Esau was going to receive him well or not after all that he'd done. And as he anticipated that meeting, he prayed to God, and he said, O God of my father Abraham and the God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, that I may do you good. And this is what really touched me. He said, I am not worthy of the least of all the deeds of steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown your servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two camps. So just the way that he recognized that God was entirely the hero of his story and his life. And he had failed so many times. His name is Deceiver, and yet God had led him and shown him steadfast love and faithfulness. And so that was encouraging to me. I'm very aware of my own flaws and my sin, and just the way that God is at work in our lives, and he's leading us, and even when we fail him, he is pursuing us, and he's showing us his steadfast love and faithfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Thank you, brother. Yes, good. Other ways you brothers have been encouraged by the folks at Restoration?
So one of the things I have been really touched by lately in particular is the renewed passion in musical worship.
Oh, man, you took one of mine.
I think it's just been awesome. And in private conversation, to see how people are particularly in tune with the Spirit revealing to them the joy that is in Christ, and also the the sweetness of God, having a relationship with God and with Christ. And so that, I think, has just been revealed through prayer and through new songs. I'm thinking about specifically about, you know, sing to the Lord a new song.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be an old song sung in a new way. I think that has been just particularly encouraging to me.
Yeah. And on that note, I would say it's not just the musicians. We praise God for them and the way they sing, but also I think the congregation. Yeah. So this is one of the reasons I sit up front, is I get to hear all the saints behind me. But I think there's a renewed passion of the saints singing loudly together. Mm-hmm. Since I don't have harmony, I'll just do Psalm 100 to make a joyful noise to the Lord. So yeah, absolutely. Good, good. Mm-hmm. Any way that, Brother Daly, that you would like to challenge our church to grow any particular way?
Yep. So if somehow somebody decides to leave Restoration Church because of work or some other,
you wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know,
try to find somebody to replace you.
No. God is doing all kinds of things like that already. So, the one thing that really comes to mind is that passage in John chapter 10, verse 16, where Jesus says, "And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." And then in verse 17 it says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I laid down my life that I may take it up again." And so I see in that those particular verses the intentionality of Christ to go outside of the what is clearly seen around, and to keep in mind the many sheep that are not yet of his fold. Mm-hmm. And how he lays down his life. And so I think that's an encouragement. If you leave Restoration Church, to follow Christ, he already gave his life. You don't have to do this. You cannot do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But you can still follow in his footsteps by laying down your life to make disciples and to bring people to his fold. And so that is really... there are ways in which, I mean, the passion that is happening at Restoration Church, we can live in the shadows, but sometimes leaving provides a way to step out. And so, yeah, that's my encouragement.
That's a good word, brother. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Reverend, you look like you're getting ready to speak.
So ways I've been encouraged, I think I've been encouraged by the evangelistic push and sort of counseling push I've heard just in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've heard on their own initiative, various people, probably at minimally half a dozen people, I've heard about taking people to the Book of Mark. A number of them, many of them, non-Christians. Our members are taking non-Christians through the Book of Mark. That's been really fun to hear just through the grapevine. And I can think of Andrew Sung has done this. I think Madeline is seeking to do this.
Cynthia Chen
is doing this. Where are the guys at? Let's go. Andrew Sung, though, I mentioned Andrew.
Yeah, he is a guy.
Let's go, guys. Come on. Seriously, let's get to work. But even like counseling stuff, I know that, you know, like Isabel, your wife, is sort of like, "I'm going to do this," you know. And so it's been fun to hear people take what they've been learning and say, "I can do this," and to be hearing this on their own initiative. There's no program. We've not sort of done some big push to go do this. People on their own initiative are choosing to do this. Really encouraging to just hear that those stories. Really encouraged by that. And the thing that I would challenge us towards is similar to that. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the things that I've been praying a lot for the last month, is that we would see fruitfulness in evangelism in particular. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that, I'm trusting and praying that God, I've been personally praying that God would give us 16 converts born through the ministry of Restoration Church. I don't know that he'll do that. Maybe it'll be 38. Maybe it'll be 2. Whatever it is, just praying for that. And so I'm praying that over the course of this year, I'm pleading with God to see many new people come to faith in Christ. That's I'm pleading with that more than I ever have, probably in my preaching and my discipling, and I'm hoping that we will really see that. We're trusting God
that many converts will be born to Christ through the ministry of Restoration Church.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, good, good. Nikolai?
Yeah, I have to say that I've been generally encouraged by the eagerness that I see in the members of Restoration Church to serve one another, mm-hmm. to disciple one another, mm-hmm. to encourage one another, and to spend time with one another. I'm really encouraged by that. And if I were to say to, an encouragement, further encouragement is to allow ourselves as members of Restoration Church to be challenged by God in new ways in the coming years as our church changes, mm-hmm. and as some of our dear friends maybe leave, and some new ministry opportunities will be opened up, and so on and so forth. I think that should not dampen our joy to serve God and Restoration Church's joy to serve God, but it should spur it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Good. Hector, brother?
I've been encouraged by the many things that happen organically at our church, by the way that people are really displaying heaven. You can hear in the workplaces, people meeting for lunches in the city, people meeting for lunches in Maryland, and guys from the church and girls from the church meeting on Monday nights to play basketball and bring in friends who are not coming to church and just building relationships that way. It's a beautiful thing. In terms of challenge, I was recently convicted. I sat at a sermon at a church where the... it was talk about contending the faith, and I just encourage our members to continue contending the faith, especially as mm-hmm. we continue to grow, to hold that responsibility, hold each other accountable, to finishing the race strong and staying rooted in Scripture.
Well, I guess I'll go as well. I think in terms of encouragement, there's two that come to mind. One is bittersweet, but as we do look toward a couple of people and families leaving our church this year, already seeing tears shed because the relationships are so meaningful. Mm-hmm. So people that know they're not leaving for 4, 5, 6 months from now, but they're already thinking about the friendships and the gospel community. And seeing how much that meant. That's vividly pictured when our dear sister Brandy left and how there were tears flowing. And as we said, that's the way it should be. And so I'm encouraged. That's the type of church that I get to be a part of. And then also just in my direct role of overseeing the community groups and just watching how the community groups leaders in particular and hosts labor week in and week out is just a beautiful testimony. As I had Berkeley and Megan over for dinner a couple nights ago and just talking about community groups. And it really is, I say this often, but I think it really is in some ways one of the hardest things to do inside the life of our church, because there's a lot expected out of them and there's a lot of shepherding and life on life, and life is messy. And so I'm just encouraged by the way we have people that step up and serve in those roles and faithfully help us pursue mutual maturity and caring for one another and as a place for mission. And then in terms of encouraging us and challenging us, I think it'd be along the same lines with Nathan, is God has been personally challenging me in the sharing of the gospel with those that don't yet know. And so I have a prayer that I pray often. It's called the ORB prayer, O-R-B, opportunity, recognition, and boldness. So praying that God would give me the opportunity to share the gospel, the recognition of that opportunity, and the boldness to step into it, and challenging and encouraging our peoples to continue doing what they're already doing in so many ways, but seeing those that don't know Christ coming to trust and to know Him. It's like Dale, you said, brother, not living in the shadows where it can be a bit comfortable, but continuing pursuing mission because we love God, and He deserves the worship of all peoples. So... anyway, we love you, Restoration Church. We are thankful for you as we conclude another elders meeting. It is a joy to be able to talk about you and shepherd you and pray for you. So we are so very thankful. And may God give us the grace to continue to make disciples that delight in the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.